Good evening, everyone. Today, I'm going to reveal the graded Linux Imperial Eagle distribution based on Arc Linux Rolling release. So, this is my first podcast and my first Linux review podcast on this Anchor channel. So, my first point to review is that the installation experience and issues. So the installation experience was very smooth and easy thanks to the Calamaris installer. No issues at all. So the hardware which I am running it on is 2014 Dell 3558 with i3 4th gen 1.7 GHz quad core, 4GB RAM and 500GB hard disk. So post installation hardware facts and issues. There were no issues as such with the hardware and the drivers. It was installed very smoothly. So memory usage. Since I'm on a 4GB machine, I found it very high as the motto of Garuda is unused RAM is wasted RAM. They make sure that the RAM is always in use because they consider unused RAM as wasted RAM. Ease of finding help. It is pretty easy to find help on the Garuda Linux community as well as Telegram. So does Garuda play nice with others on the hard disk? No, I haven't seen that yet as I have not managed to make it coexist with another installation on the same Grub bootloader, because both when I installed it, both the OS which I was running were using Grub, but it opened up in separate Grub bootloaders. Stability, rolling release, even though it is a rolling release, it's really good. I used it for one day and tested every aspect. Since I'm on a 4GB RAM laptop, it used to stutter a bit, but then it's fine. So since this is based on Arc, it's a rolling release and it'll be updated every day or every week. So stability wise, it's not that bad compared to other Linux distributions in the rolling release category. Okay, so here are my ratings for this. Ease of installation. A new user-friendly install scores are 10 out of 10 because Calamaris installer helps new user to set it up very easily. Experienced Linux user, 10 out of 10 as well. Hardware issues, no issue so far. For me, it's a 10 out of 10. Ease of use, 9 out of 10. Because for new users, it may be daunting learning the package manager Pacman. Plays nice with other, a 4 out of 10 because it does not recognize my other OS, which is there on the same hard disk with on a different partition. Stability wise, 10 out of 10. So similar Linux distributions to check out are Manjaro and the base on which it is based, Arch. I would recommend Arch for experienced users because it uses the command line interface for setting it up, which can be daunting for new users, and Manjaro for new users who want a simplified Arc structure with graphical user interface. So final thoughts, Garuda can be a good distribution if optimized well, and it will run smoothly on PC laptops with RAM greater than 8GB or up to 8GB at least. So this is my review of Garuda Linux. I have only used it for like one day, but I would recommend if you want to use it, you can go ahead. It's up to you. So that's it for today, folks. Join me on my next episode as I review Solus 4.1.